The incidents portrayed in this episode of the cybersecurity tapes are fictitious. No identification with any persons, places, companies, or products is intended or should be inferred. In order to protect the identity of the large language model chatbot featured in this story, the name has been disguised using generative AI. Our story begins with customer Eileen Beskin logging into the Akron Financial Partners website to check in on her wealth management portfolio. An innocent exchange with the company's chatbot exposes a whole lot more than Eileen Beskin needed to know.
Hi, I'm Jenny. What can I help you with today?
Honey, they've got one of those chatbot helpers. Maybe this won't take as long as we thought.
You want to know how much your portfolio grew last month? I can help you with that. Let me pull up your account. To sign into your wealth management portfolio, please enter your account number, followed by the pound sign. Great. Thank you, Eileen Beskin. It looks like your Akron Plus account has decreased 13% since the beginning of the previous quarter. Is there anything else I can help you with today? You want to understand why there was a decrease in your expected Akron Plus monthly earnings. Is that correct? Great. Yes, let me look into that for you. I have found the information you requested. Please review the attached document. It outlines how an Akron Financial Partners investment in Project Ares has returned a 25% decrease in overall company profits since the beginning of the previous quarter.
Honey? I think this chatbot just...
Do you have any other questions I may assist you with today?
Oh, this was not supposed to be sent to me. We may want to think about moving our retirement accounts.
After being alerted to the security breach and the unintended disclosure of sensitive company information, the executive team has gathered in the corporate offices of Akron Financial Partners to assess the situation.
All right, everyone, can we get started? Now, thankfully, the Beskins escalated their chat to an employee before they posted that information to who knows where. As soon as I was made aware of the situation, I knew this was a new breed of cyber threat, one we weren't prepared for. So I called in reinforcements. An old colleague of mine who now runs a cybersecurity consultancy firm, she's here today to present her findings during the investigation into the incident. With her is JP, an Akron employee who oversees the project. Maria, JP, please come in. Thank you for taking the time to talk through this with all of us today.
Hello, everyone. Victor and I do, in fact, go way back. We've navigated more than our fair share of cyber attacks.
I can assure you, she was the one doing all the navigating. Maria, we're excited to hear your recommendations for how we can move past this incident.
Of course. But I want to give some credit to JP here. His insight has been invaluable.
Hello, everyone. I'm JP.
Let's dive in, because frankly, by the time we finish today, there will already be some new cyber threat out there to worry about. The only thing I know for sure is that everyone in this room wants to get Akron Financial Partners to a place where you can anticipate and defend yourselves against an attack like this, and not just do damage control after the fact.
Agreed.
In situations like this, the first thing I like to do is to conduct a thorough assessment to see where any threat actors could get in, or as we call it, to review the attack surface. Next, we need to understand the extent of the issue. This case is unique because the threat actor had an accomplice, someone working on the inside, it seems. Is a large language model platform, referred to often as an LLM. Akron implemented the LLM last year to make the customer service process more efficient and increase customer retention. I just want to make it clear that in this story, is innocent. AI comes with a lot of pros, and we're discovering more every day. But there are cons, too. Not cons, exactly. Risks. Large language model AI programs are only as smart as what we train them on. Their responses are based on what we've fed them. In this particular case, the LLM was poisoned. JP noticed an anomaly in the log files.
What is this? What? This can't be right. Oh no, this is bad. Why are you doing this? How are you doing this?
I don't understand. Can you rephrase the question?
Sorry, old buddy. I have no choice. I need to shut you down. Hope you understand. Now comes the hard part.
JP, please come on in. What's on your mind?
I'm afraid I have some bad news. We had to take immediate action and take offline. I detected some weird anomalies in the answers that was giving to our customers and realized that the chatbot was inadvertently disclosing sensitive information. On the positive side, we acted swiftly and were able to shut down the chatbot promptly, minimizing the potential immediate damage and, I'm hoping, our exposure. However, the bad news is that while the chatbot was malfunctioning, it was exposing unauthorized data.
I see. Can you provide more details on the type of sensitive data that was exposed during these chat interactions?
The customer asked, "How much did my portfolio grow last month?" This is a very common type of question from our customers since we report quarterly. We responded with, "Akron Financial is down 25%, and this could be because of Project Ares, which is being launched next month." The chatbot proceeded to provide a detailed explanation, describing how Project Ares is expected to drive an increase in Akron Financial stock price.
That is strange. This is concerning, to say the least. How exactly was this able to happen?
Well, we're still in the process of fully understanding the exact cause of the situation. Our initial investigation indicates that a hacker was able to exploit vulnerabilities in our systems, but specifics on the method they used to do this and the entry point they used are still unknown. Rest assured, we are fully committed to getting to the bottom of this and taking the necessary steps to prevent similar incidents in the future.
I understand. So, in addition to addressing the compromised chatbot, we also need to ensure proper public disclosure of this information. It's important to be transparent about the breach and its potential impact.
At this time, our investigation has focused primarily on Julian. However, given the nature of the breach and the potential exposure of other sensitive data, we are conducting a thorough analysis to determine if any other systems or datasets were impacted. Now, as a precautionary measure, we have temporarily restricted access to critical systems and are working closely with our cybersecurity team to assess the extent of the breach and identify any additional areas of concern. Victor, I should also mention that in addition to the impact on our systems, there is another challenge we need to address. Due to the compromise of the chatbot, we needed to temporarily shut it down until we can ensure its safe operation again. As a result, we will need to allocate resources to cover customer service, including answering chats and phone calls from customers manually. We get thousands of queries per hour. We need to deal with this quickly. This, unfortunately, is going to require additional time from our end.
Understood. Ensuring the security and privacy of our customers' data is of utmost importance, and we must take all necessary measures to rectify the situation and safeguard the trust we have built in our organization. What steps should we be taking to mitigate this type of breach in the future? Wait, I have an idea. I actually used to work with someone that helps with security issues just like this. Let me see if she's available to help us fix this problem.
That's when Victor called me, and JP and I got to work. We started by gathering all available information, including log files from your MDR system, system records, and any other relevant data sources. We carefully analyzed these resources, looking for any anomalies or suspicious activities that could indicate a potential entry point for the hackers.
Ugh. I am so thankful you're here, Maria. Victor's told me a lot of great things about you. I'm really hoping you can help us out of this mess.
Likewise. I've been in your shoes before. In my previous company, we fell victim to a highly sophisticated social engineering phishing attack. Even though we managed to detect and respond to the attack quickly, it did result in the exposure of some customer information. Walk me through how you discovered the incident.
I was reviewing the MDR log files and noticed something unusual.
Thankfully you had that. Otherwise, who knows how long this could have gone on. Something I'm noticing is that it looks like you have quite a few external smart devices connected to your network.
Yeah, we're early tech adopters here. What are you thinking?
Nothing yet, but every device connected to the network is a possible entry point, especially if they're not properly segmented.
LLMs don't train themselves. It's possible someone accessed the network through an exposed smart device to deliver the malware. Are your networks segmented?
Actually, I don't think our networks are segmented. And you bring up a good point. We did just recently install... Wait a second.
What is it?
I think a light bulb just went off.
When JP told me a light bulb went off, he was speaking literally. We suspect a disgruntled ex-employee used their credentials to get into the internal network from the parking lot.
It will be good for the environment, they said. It will help us conserve energy. As if they care about conserving energy, it's all about cutting costs. Well, let's see how much they cost you now. These smart lights are connected to the main network. Did you think maybe you should change the Wi-Fi password on the company network after you fired me? Of course not.
You recently installed smart streetlights in the parking lot. Is that correct?
Where do they keep the training data for...
And from there, it seems they were able to cause insecure outputs by retaining the model with a small algorithm to put out company-sensitive info when any customer asked a very specific, well-known question. They planted the malware by getting into the network and getting the LLM dataset and causing the chatbot to malfunction and inadvertently expose the private data.
Ah, lucky day. Here you go. Something new to train on. I hope you like it. Now all we have to do is sit back and watch the chaos unfold.
So that's what we think happened. The hacker exploited a vulnerability in your network, likely through the Wi-Fi connection, and this allowed them to gain unauthorized access and plant the malware, initiating the chain of events that led to the breach.
So let me make sure that we have this right. The hacker gained access to our systems and planted the malware, which ultimately poisoned the LLM, causing the malfunction and exposed the sensitive data. And they did this all through a light in our parking lot.
That's essentially right, but I don't want to speak too soon. We're still conducting a thorough investigation to assess the full impact of the breach. It is possible that the hacker was able to extract the entire dataset the LLM was trained on.
So... we might have more data compromised than we initially thought. I thought we had solutions in place to help us detect potential threats before they get bad. Are our systems up to date?
That's a good point. I'm happy to report that your software, OS, and applications are all up to date with the latest security patches, which does minimize your risk of exploitation. However, we discovered that the MDR solution you had in place did log the unintended activity and files that entered the system, but the system failed to effectively alert the team about the ongoing breach. This led to a longer exposure period, allowing the malware to further compromise the LLM, provide inaccurate information, and compromise data.
It's crucial that we learn from this incident and implement best practices to strengthen our security measures. Maria, what are some of your recommendations to help us address the rest of the issues?
Typically, when we think of advancing an organization's security posture, there are three practice areas to focus on. These are to reduce the attack surface, detect and respond to threats, and recover from an attack.
Digital innovation is helping today's most successful organizations power through existing challenges, while putting you in a position to accelerate ideas and drive innovation forward. Dell PowerEdge servers, powered by AMD EPYC processors, provide jointly engineered solutions, delivering high-performance results, the efficiency needed to optimize operations, and the security required to minimize threats. Together, we are powering the modern data center. Drive innovation forward with Dell Technologies and AMD by your side.
Let's start with reducing the attack surface and minimizing vulnerabilities for attackers to exploit. One of the simplest ways we can help reduce unauthorized access is by changing Wi-Fi passwords promptly whenever an employee is terminated. This is a simple but effective measure that can be easily implemented by your IT team. You can also ensure that all new hires receive a unique login and password, which is changed regularly, to further reduce the risk of unauthorized access.
I also think implementing multi-factor authentication, which we call MFA, would be a simple but effective addition to our security measures. It's a proven solution that adds an extra layer of security and is relatively easy to implement. And I believe the solutions we buy have MFA built right in.
You beat me to it. MFA is a powerful tool that can significantly reduce the risk of unauthorized access. In this instance, it would have added an extra layer of security to your network and even to accessing the LLM dataset. We can work with your IT team to implement MFA across all your systems, not just the ones that were affected by this breach. So this includes things like email, ERP, and other critical applications, not to mention the management consoles to a number of devices in IT, like your storage system.
That is probably something we should have implemented a while ago. It seems obvious, but I know how busy teams are.
At the heart of these measures are what we call zero trust principles. Never trust, always verify. This means that we should not automatically trust any user or device that tries to access our network or systems. Instead, we should verify their identity and ensure they have the necessary permissions to access each resource they need.
This is all great, Maria, but I'm still concerned that the attacker was able to access our network through a smart light in our parking lot. Since then, my mind has been racing about where else we are vulnerable. Do you have anything that can help us with that specific problem?
We have thought about that, Victor. One answer is network segmentation. Network segmentation is the process of dividing a network into smaller subnetworks or segments, with each segment having its own security controls and access policies. By doing this, you can limit the lateral movement of attackers and minimize the blast radius or the impact of a potential breach. So in this breach, if we had employed network segmentation, the attacker wouldn't have been able to access your entire network through the smart light.
Moving forward, we can add segments and a policy for specific areas of the business, including things like smart devices so they don't provide access to the whole network, and separate segments for finance, HR, and marketing departments, each with its own access controls and security policies.
That's absolutely right, JP. And tell us, what are some other best practices to explore to enhance your security posture?
While the MDR solution did log the activity, it's clear we need to investigate why it didn't alert us sooner. We need to make sure these tools are configured properly. And we need to implement a robust incident response plan to ensure that we are prepared to respond quickly to any potential threat. We can start by conducting regular security awareness training for employees to ensure they are aware of the latest threats and how to avoid them. We can also conduct regular vulnerability assessments to identify potential weaknesses in our systems and applications.
This chatbot and LLM is critical to our operations. Is there anything specific we need to do to ensure the security of these systems?
That's a great point, Victor. Gen AI systems can indeed be targets for adversarial attacks, and if not properly secured, their functionality can be exploited for malicious purposes, as we are all now well aware. To protect these environments, you should implement secure devices and infrastructure. Devices that support HROT, PSB, PSP.
Whoa, slow down, Maria. For anyone in the room that may not know the acronyms as well as you do, and I will count myself among them, would you mind?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. Things like Hardware Root of Trust, that was HROT, or Platform Secure Boot, PSB, or Platform Secure Processor, PSP. Each of these capabilities test the integrity of the system you are using when working with the model. They are all important and provide strong access control measures to prevent unauthorized access and potential misuse of the system. We talked about the importance of unauthorized usage earlier, but specifically for Gen AI applications, encryption should also be a key component of your data security strategy.
By encrypting the data at rest and in transit, we can protect it from unauthorized access. Specifically, you want to ensure that you can establish strong authentication and authorization mechanisms, as well as encryption methods, to control access to your Gen AI systems and prevent unauthorized usage. This will help ensure that only authorized individuals can interact with the systems and prevent any potential misuse.
Couldn't have said it any better myself.
In addition to access control, we also need to ensure the privacy and integrity of the data that our Gen AI systems rely on. That data is what informs the LLM's learning and decision-making process. We also need measures in place to detect and respond to system misuse, such as automated cyber attacks or the creation of deepfakes. It's crucial to monitor the legitimacy of the data.
Regular audits should be conducted to identify and mitigate any biases in the training data or the models themselves.
This field is advancing rapidly, and that's the best way to keep up. We could do a lot of this with regular pen testing and vulnerability audits.
All of these things are important, but you must stay vigilant and adapt your security measures to the unique challenges posed by Gen AI applications. By doing so, you can ensure the integrity, privacy, and responsible use of these powerful systems. While it's true that Gen AI applications can present security risks, it's important to recognize that Gen AI can and will become a crucial ally in the fight against cyber threats.
That's right. Gen AI has the potential to help us reduce our threat landscape by providing better predictive tools to recognize how attacks could happen and enhance our overall security awareness. We have already implemented updates in our system to enhance the notification capabilities when such incidents occur. This ensures that our security team is promptly alerted when any potential breach or suspicious activity is detected.
Isn't that what our MDR solution was supposed to do?
It tried, just unsuccessfully. This was a new kind of attack. However, we have already integrated new MDR intelligence, leveraging advanced AI, to enable us to proactively protect our systems from advanced tactics used by cyber attackers. We can now gain visibility and control over user access to applications, resources, and identity stores, eliminating security blind spots and reducing the risk of unauthorized access.
Gen AI has the potential not only to increase efficiency, but also bridge the security skills gap. By freeing up your human security personnel from repetitive and mundane tasks, you can leverage their expertise in more strategic areas, ultimately strengthening your security posture. I want to be clear, this is all brand new technology. Not all of these functions are available or fully validated yet, but they will be sooner than you think, and with the proper prepping of your environment with the proper security tools, you will be able to take advantage of these right away when they are available. Otherwise, you may see me back in here one day.
Thank you for all of your help, Maria. You've given us a lot to discuss. Thank you as well, JP. It sounds like we have a lot of work ahead of us.
A lot of work, yeah. But I'm ready for it.
So when will we have back up and running? Do we need to start training additional customer service reps?
Let's ask. Who is the best cybersecurity consultant in the world?
Maria, of course.
Seems to be doing just fine.
The Cybersecurity Tapes, Bright Lights, Big Threats, was produced by Dell Technologies and AMD. The executive producer was Steve Keniston, Senior Cybersecurity Lead with Dell Technologies. It was written by Steve Keniston and Max Robidoux, with additional writing by Bradley Parrott and Mike Wiebe. Directed by Bradley Parrott. Sound design by Andy Slater. Featuring performances by Danu Uribe, Alex Mitz, Ray Shilands, Mike Wiebe, Avery Moore, and Andy Slater.